here in the community. But the eligibility requirements are pretty simple. Young people ages 16 to 24, and then it is a federally funded program, so there are certain financial eligibility requirements. So for a family of one, you can't exceed an income of about $12,000. So that's important. In order to come in for the interview, there are some documentation that someone would need to bring in to make certain that you are also a U.S. citizen. You would need a photo ID, a birth certificate, Social Security card, and then verification of the income information as well. But that's the basics for requirements. We also request some other information to help in processing the file. For example, medical information, transcripts for high school, because we do have the opportunity for students to come in and complete their high school education as well as a vocational training certificate as well.
And is this a pretty busy time of year for you guys?
You know, it's one of those times where we're constantly recruiting, trying to get young people into the program. It's the summertime, but I also say it's an opportune time for a young person that want to come in and get a vocational trade. As you know, our country and our president is constantly talking about the vocational trades in this day and time, so it's a great opportunity. And I'm going to have Ms. Shope go over some of our programs and talk a little bit more about the trades that we offer.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having us. One of the great things about the Flint Hills Job Corps program is we recognize the fact that you can't just provide students with technical training. You have to add additional things to that, like the basic credential of a high school diploma. And so we have academic programs for students that meet various needs. We have USD 383 on our campus, so they can get a traditional high school diploma. They can go the Penn Foster, which is an online high school program route, or they can take the GED 2014 for those students who are capable of testing right out of high school and get that academic credential. The other things that we offer are certifications that add to their technical training, and the certifications just mean more money when you get that job, because an employer then doesn't have to pay for your OSHA certifications or your CPR and first aid. And the endorsements that we get our students are all industry related and in high demand from the industry, so very industry recognized. We do have a residential component, so students can live on our campus, or if they're from the Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden area, they can live at home and then come to campus each day. So we have a couple of different things going on there. The other really cool thing about our campus, different from most Job Corps campuses, is that we offer a single parent program. We can take a mom or a dad or a married couple, and they can come to our program with their up to two children, get their education while their child is enrolled in an accredited child development program on our campus. And all of this is at no cost to them, and it's funded completely by the federal government.
And some of the jobs and, like, the industries you're talking about, when it comes to the placement, what type of jobs and industries does Flint Hill Job Corps usually work with?
Well, the trades that we offer are plumbing, carpentry, cement masonry, facility maintenance, construction craft labor. We have a dental assisting program. We have a pre-nursing health occupations program where they can get a CNA, CMA, possibly become a paramedic.
Security,
unarmed protective services. And then the kinds of jobs that they get, for example, are plumbing students. Right now, that's our top performing trade, and our students are going out, they're working for independent contractors, they're working for plumbing contractors, they're going to work in hotels and universities, colleges, schools, factories, manufacturing plants. And the pay is fantastic. The technical skills really are becoming more needed. You know, for a while there was a boom with college, and everybody came out of college with a diploma, and the bachelor's market was saturated, and our nation saw a need to go back to finite skills, and that's why vocational training is so critical.
You're talking Flint Hills Job Corps, and Johnny, if you want to give us a little bit of a background on Flint Hills Job Corps and kind of where it started, and you mentioned the campus, and maybe tell us where that campus is at.
You know, it's on Eureka Drive out behind the Manhattan Airport. It's been there since 1992. Amazing program. You know, I always, when I started, it's been 23 years now, but being able to work with young people that wanted to change their lives. And I used to say when I first started, just taking one person and changing their lives and giving them an opportunity to go out and be successful, it makes a huge difference. But now I'm talking about changing bloodlines. I'm talking about our students' kids. Seeing students that come to the Job Corps that get a high school diploma and go on to go to college or getting a job making $15 to $20 an hour, it's a huge difference, you know. And so it's just been amazing how much we have grown in the things that we do on our campus. And it's also, we have the recreation component as well, so students are able to participate. We have a high school basketball team. We have drama. We have arts and crafts. It's amazing just seeing a young person grow, and we've come a long ways. It used to be the Odd Fellows home, if you don't know about the Flint Hills Job Corps and where it's located. It also used to be a resort. You could boat up to it. So it's an amazing, beautiful campus. You can go online and you can see it. Lisa, I have a number for you that you can call and find out more information. Come out and take a tour of it. We invite the community to come out and take a look at it. It's always one of those things where you ride by and you say, I wonder what that is over there. But I always invite the community to come and take a look at our program because it's amazing. And we're constantly looking to grow. And we partner with the community college, Cloud Community College, Manhattan Technical College, 383 High School. So we always looking for different things in the community to get our young people involved in and help them be able to reach those credentials that they need to be successful in their trade.
And Lisa, you really start seeing just overall when it comes to like a summer STEM program, just STEM programs in high schools. I think USD 383 and MATC do a lot of work with that. Just it really does seem like the priorities and focuses are shifting a little bit when we're coming not just to education, but training for jobs.
Yes, that's true. And I might mention that the Job Corps program is tuition free. There's no cost for them to come to our program. And because it is federally funded, in fact, they receive a biweekly stipend as one of the benefits in being in our program. And when they complete, there's also a transition fund that they're eligible for to help them as they transition out of our program. So that's one of the incentives for our students in coming to the program and completing. Johnny did mention the tours that we offer biweekly every other Thursday. And you can call our center directly. The line directly into admissions is 785-564-4900. And then the national recruiting hotline, that's 800-733-JOBS, 800-733-5627.
And you mentioned tuition free. That's
yes. Major.
$33,000 scholarship is the way I look at it, mm-hmm. that you don't have to pay back. I went to a private university, and so I often say, I wish I knew about Job Corps because that, you know, that would have saved me a lot of money, you know, to be able to have an opportunity like that where I can get a vocational trade and go on and not have to pay anything back.
The opportunity for that scholarship is incredible as well because it's all inclusive. It's not just the tuition and the education. It includes all of the recreation, all of your food, all of your linens and laundry, a clothing benefit. You need nothing while you stay at Job Corps. You really don't. We take care of every need that a student would have, including delivery of social skills and employability skills. You know, it's great to be able to, anybody could probably go out and get a job, but can they keep that job long term? So the delivery of employability skills is what employers are really seeking. Yes. So combining that with our education and training is so valuable.
And it doesn't stop there either. When the students graduate from our program, we offer support services for them for up to 12 months after they've completed to make certain that they're stable and that they are going to stay attached to those jobs long term.
Are there some qualifications to get in this? Because I'm just hearing all this, it's like it doesn't even compute. I'm just so used to traditional education, how all that works. But I'm sure there's some sort of qualifications.
Ages 16 to 24 and income-based. So as long as that's, meet that. Yeah. Federal Poverty Guideline that I explained for a family of one, and then it goes up, of course, for a family of three, it couldn't exceed $20,000 in annual income. But those are the basic eligibility requirements right there.
And we have students that sometimes went to college and couldn't afford to go to college or continue college that then find the Flint Hills Job Corps, especially for our 18 to 24-year-olds. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity. You know, I tried college. I'm on my own, so it's based on my income, so I qualify. and they take advantage of the program, which is good. And the other component is that you don't just have to stop with the basic education. You can continue in your vocational trade through advanced training across the nation. So, you know, they have automotive and a lot of different trades nationwide that if you start at our center, you can go to other job corps in advance in that trade that you have taken, plumbing and building and maintenance and cement masonry.
Very good. A lot of great things going on there. Just about out of time, but we'll have to have you guys come in again and talk more about these programs.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Talk Flint Hills Job Corps. If you miss any of today's show, go online, newsradiokman.com. It'll be on demand. Have a good day.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.